In the Torah, when it says about the time to come, the Torah says in Parshas Nitzavim that there will come a time, v'shavta ad Hashem elekecha, after all the calamities that will come to the Jewish people will return and repent to Hashem, and then v'shav Hashem elekecha es shvuscha, Hashem will return the dispersed Jewish people from around the world and return them together with Hashem to our land, and that is the promise for the Geula. Rashi comments on the pasuk v'shav Hashem elekecha, that Hashem will return the gatherings of the Jewish people. Rashi comments that Hashem will oichez b'yodav mamash. Hashem will actually hold the hand of every single Jew. To look to, as it says in the pasuk, to look to la'achad echad bnei Yisrael. Every single individual Jew, Hashem will actually hold him by the hand and take him out of exile. Now, just as we said, that what is the cause of the redemption? The cause of the redemption is the return of the Jewish people to Hashem. So in the redemption, where we see that Hashem will take every single individual Jew out of exile, that's also the cause to the redemption, which is the repentance and the returning of the Jewish people to Hashem, that refers to every single Jew. And as the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, the Alter Rebbe writes and brings down in Tanya, that every single Jew will for sure eventually do tshuva. Ki lo yidach mimenu nidach, nobody will be forgotten, nobody will be forsaken and pushed off. Every single Jew will ultimately return to Hashem. This is obviously including the Rishoyim, the wicked people. Even if they don't want to leave Golus, even if they want to stay in their exile, they don't want to go to the Geula, Hashem will wake them up in Tshuva and redeem them from the Golus. And we see that it says this in the Pasuk, in the verse in Yeshaya, where it's prophesizing the Geula, the redemption. It says in the Pasuk as follows, V'hoya b'yemahu, and he will be on that day, Yitoka b'shefer godel. Hashem will sound the great shefer, the blast of the great shefer. And this great sound of the shefer will reach the Jewish people that are in the far-flung places. Ubo ha'ovdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidochim be'eretz Mitzrayim. And the ovdim, the lost ones, which are in the land of Ashur, will be brought back. V'hanidochim, and the pushed off ones, be'eretz Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt, they will all come back to Eretz Yisrael. V'yishtachvu la'Hashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, and they will bow down on the mountain, on the holy mountain in Yerushalayim. They will bow down to Hashem. Even those that are oivdim and nidochim, they're pushed off, they're lost. And as Chassidus explains, Ashur is Tivus, Ashur, the land of Assyria, that goes on and Mitzrayim, that goes on the golus, the exiles of the pleasures of the world and the concealment of this world, ungodliness on Hashem, where these Jewish people are in their wicked deeds. From there, Hashem, even if they won't want to go out of this golus, Hashem will wake them up and they will do tshuva until they will be brought back and they'll come back to Har HaKodesh, to the holy mountain in Yerushalayim. And we say this actually in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah of Pesach, on the night of Pesach, when we are thanking Hashem for all the great wonders He did by the exodus of the Jewish people from Egypt, we say the paragraphs about the four sons, the wise son, the wicked son, the simple son, and the son that doesn't know how to ask. And when we address the wicked son, we say to him, the Haggadah says, Hake es shinov, blunt his teeth, for he isn't interested in the statutes and the laws of Pesach. And we say to him, Ilu hoyo sham, loy hoyo nigol, Rasha, you wicked son, if you had been in the time of Egypt, you would not have been redeemed from Egypt. you would have stayed there. And the question is, what is the necessity? What is the point of bringing up and saying to the Rasha that he has absolutely no shaychus, no connection, no, the Seder night has nothing to do with him? We're remembering the Exodus of Egypt. If he would have been there, he's the wicked one, he wouldn't have been redeemed. And the explanation that is given is that our point is not to push off the wicked son from the Seder and tell him that you have nothing to do with the redemption. On the contrary, we are emphasizing and stressing, Ilu hoya shom, had the wicked son be there in Egypt, then loy hoya nigol, he would not have been redeemed. But in the Geula HaAsida and the redemption in the time to come, in the redemption by Mashiach, every single Jew will be redeemed. Nobody will be left behind. And the reason is because now we are in the period after Matan Torah, after the giving of the Torah. And the giving of the Torah, as we say, as the Pasuk says, Hashem gave, when He gave the Ten Commandments, He said, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am the Lord your God. Elokecha, Lashon Yachid, your God. Hashem individually puts His Havaya, His holy name, and says, I am a God over you. Hashem is the source of life in every single Jew. And therefore, after Matan Torah, every single Jew, even a wicked son, is promised that he has the ability to repent. He can repent, and he surely will return to Hashem, and through that be redeemed in the ultimate Geula of Mashiach, and no Jew will be left behind.